And the Chief Censor says families should be making better use of parental controls on streaming services such as Netflix and Disney+. New research from Te Mana Whakatū, the Classification Office, shows a third of people with children at home don't use features like passwords or separate profiles for children. Chief Censor Caroline Flora joins us now. Tēnā koe. Now, why are parents not putting these controls in place?
Tēnā koe, Mani. That's right, we're releasing part two of research today into New Zealanders' views about harmful content and the classification system. And most people think that ratings are important for choosing what to watch, especially for children and young people. They think the ratings are appropriate by and large, and they use them. And we see an opportunity for people to set up parental controls as a way to choose the right content for their whānau. They might not be using them for a number of reasons. Many households have several types of streaming platforms in their houses, and they might not have come to grips with the different instructions for each one. So we have pulled together some really helpful guidance on our website where you can go in there simply and read how to turn them on.
What are the risks of not having those in place?
I think it's important that people are aware of the ratings and content warnings. They're there for a reason, and some content isn't suitable for younger audiences. They contain things that little kids especially probably shouldn't be watching in the realm of violence or sex scenes.
I mean, on a practical level though, I wouldn't want my kids' profile to be used on Netflix because I don't want to see what's coming up. Because that's also another aspect though, right? Is that the algorithms are quite targeted.
You can set up profiles for different users in your family. You can set up a number of profiles based on their age or sensitivities. And so that should address that concern.
What needs to be worked on next in terms of where the gaps are in classifications and age restrictions here, Caroline?
Well, I think age restrictions and guidance and the descriptive notes we put on content are being used. We would encourage people to make use of those, read them, have a look on our website for some of the more impactful shows and movies. We have put a bit of a longer description about what you might see in there so you can make a choice about whether you want to watch it or whether you want your children to watch it. But I think we would accept that a wide range of unsafe content sometimes does fall through the gaps. Our legislation was written in 1993 and the government has signalled that it needs modernisation, particularly with the introduction of user-generated content on the likes of social media.
Hey, thanks for that. That is our Chief Censor, Caroline Flora.